Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about I am becoming a racist. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, in the world I see a lot of Down syndrome. People doing this, that, and the other, and frankly, it's disgusting. But what can you do? We live in this world, right? Yeah, look at this. It says Norwegian influencer called off her wedding, I wonder why, with Victor Boniface. Boniface? He looks like a blackface, but whatever. After learning the player's assets are under his mother's name. Yes, this guy is actually smart. Yeah, and that's actually amazing for someone of this color, but it is what it is, right? Yeah, this isn't about darkies, this is about Pajit. I just want to throw that little zinger, right? Anyways, this is the meat and potatoes of this video. Yes, look at that. It says, I am becoming a racist. Yes. I do love racism, don't you, fellas? Yes, if you don't have that little spice in life, then what the fuck, right? We're only human. Yes, fellas, hopefully you like my delusions. Yes, and remember, this is for entertainment purposes only. So it's just me being a retard. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, time to pound some Pajits. Incidentally, 3% of the people that are watching my YouTube account, they're from India. Wrap your mind around that shit. Well, anyways, it says, this is going to be controversial, naturally, so I have made a throwaway account to post this. Well, that's why I do stuff anonymously, so like that I could post my nonsense, right? So, kindred spirits, maybe? Who knows? I need help not being prejudicated towards people from India. You really should, because those people do some stupid shit, just saying. Sadly, I have really started to notice some racist tendencies in myself. Awesome. Regarding Indian people, yes, I feel the same way. I deal with these people a lot where I work. I wish I didn't, but they congeal there. In my opinion, they're more parasitical than not, but that's just my opinion, okay? I live in an area that has an explosion of immigration from India. I work in early childhood development. Oh, fun times. I wonder if you actually partake in touching them, but that's something else, right? At a school that has a large population of Indians. Pajit time, right? They're mostly from Punjab. Yeah, because they want to jab your punani. And Haryana. Well, tell that bitch to shave, right? As I understand. Uh-oh, I started reading a little bit ahead, and I guess I'm about to start going raw dog on you guys. Yeah, if you're on YouTube, too bad, so sad. Better luck next time. Yes, YouTube, you should be following me on Rumble and MGTOW.TV. I prefer MGTOW.TV, because right there I could do raw dog and everything unfiltered. Yes, because I like running my mouth. Yes, because if I don't, then who is? Yeah, look at this piece of shit. I mean, Pajit. Yeah, he has in the rearview mirror thing, he's hanging right there. That's a Pajit rapper. Yeah, and this guy is very racist. Yeah, I guess he's from Canada, and he's rapping about beating the crap out of white people. Yeah, wrap your mind around that shit. But yes, friends, supposedly I'm racist, I'm anti-Semitic, I hate everybody, and that's okay. I just hate on the people that hate on me, so it is what it is. Yes, friends, so that's what I'm saying. You should come to places that don't censor you, because YouTube and, APEC and all that good stuff, not good stuff, but you know what I mean, they don't let you do what you want to do. It's not like I'm trying to hurt people. According to them, I am, I guess, but they're stupid, in my opinion. Well, anyways, you guys take care. Follow me on MGTOW.TV and on Rumble, and then you get to see me all the way. Well, bye-bye.
This is how a woman got pregnant in prison with no physical contact. This is a true story. It all started with a prisoner named Ashley and a man named Mike. She was in a cell on the lower floor. He was directly above her. One day, Ashley heard strange noises coming from the vent shaft above. Curious, she said hello. To her surprise, someone answered back. It was Mike. From that moment on, they began talking through the vents every night. Eventually, they got creative. Using strings made from bedsheets and messages hidden in plastic, they started sending each other letters. And then, they decided they wanted a child, but they couldn't meet. So Mike came up with a bold plan. He carefully wrapped his life essence in plastic wrap, tied it to the string, and lowered it through the vent every single day. For a month, incredibly, it worked. In June 2024, Ashley gave gave birth to a child, and just like that, the prison had a brand new inmate.